on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. Donald Kavanagh at the Highland Radio News Desk. In this bulletin, the main evening news, we will have political reaction to confirmation of €33 million for regional and local roads in Donegal. That national allocation confirmed today by the Transport Minister, Shane Ross. We'll also hear from a local councillor in the Fintra area after it was confirmed that money has been provided to allow the bridge there start. A man's been found guilty of murdering the Strabane-born manager of a pub in Dublin's north inner city in 2016. Gardaí appealed for witnesses to last Friday's fatal collision at Ardsbeg in Gortahork, and a Donegal councillor says more needs to be done to tackle derelict sites across the county. Later in the bulletin, we'll have the sports news with PJ Lynch. That's coming up at around 5:15. Good evening. A total investment programme of €33 million has been confirmed for regional and local roads in Donegal. The announcement was made today by the Transport Minister, Shane Ross, as part of a national programme. The Donegal allocation is up from just over €21 million last year. It's in line with a national increase of 29% to a total of €417 million across the country. Well, the Las Cancorla and Fianna Fáil de Patacope Gallagher says the increase isn't as significant as it may first seem.
Last year was just over €21 million. This year, while it's suggested it's 33, it's not in fact. There's 10 million of that has to go for the works as a result of the severe weather last year. So to compare like with like, it's from 21 to 23. And of course, you know, that's to be welcomed. But by the same token, Donegal needs a much greater allocation to catch up with the destruction over the last number of years to our roads. But of course, there's a wrong impression given as well. For instance, it will say that Fintra Bridge is ready to roll, whereas in actual fact it could need 5, 6, 7, 10 million. No one knows, but all that's made available now is 150,000, and that's largely kicking this down the road, whereas Donegal Town have received 600 for Tyrconnell Bridge, which is more realistic. And of course we're pleased that there's 40,000 approved for the footbridge at Bunbeg.
And that was Las Cancorla Patacope Gallagher. Well, Government Chief Whip Minister Joe McHugh says it's an important announcement which reflects the importance of Donegal's road network.
There's a lot of specific work around bridge rehabilitation as well, and as everybody knows, because of the severe weather throughout the county, a lot of roads are in bad repair, and this extra money, the extra injection of money, is going to go towards the restoration. But I just want to acknowledge the work of Donegal County Council in making the application and also making the pitch for extra money, because it is needed. We have a very extended road network in the county. A lot of work that still needs to be done. A lot of the bridges, such as Fintra Bridge and Tyrconnell Bridge, where there's money now going into both those bridges to get them moving, but also smaller bridges, be they in Bunbeg or in Lackey or Carrigart, there are different elements of work that requires funding.
As you say, there is money there now to start Fintra Bridge and Tyrconnell Bridge in Donegal Town. We also have money to keep Cockhill Bridge and Buncrana going. Is there going to be more money guaranteed to ensure that those projects, once started, can be completed? Because, say, in the case of Fintra, realistically, 150,000 isn't going to go very far in building a new bridge.
No, it's not. You have to look at precedent. The precedent here is Glenties, for example. We got 800,000 for a bridge, and that bridge is completed. We got 3 million for a Cockhill Bridge a couple of years ago, and we've got an extra €250,000 now to keep it moving. And the pressure with regard to Fintra Bridge, it's a very, very important link bridge into and through Kilcar, Glencolum Kill and Carrick, and I'll certainly be keeping the pressure on there to ensure that that's delivered.
And that was Minister Joe McHugh. Well, independent councillor Niamh Kennedy is welcoming the funding to start works at Fintra Bridge. It's a project she's been campaigning for some time. She acknowledges that this allocation is very much the first step in what will be a long process. But nonetheless, Councillor Kennedy says this is a very important announcement today.
There was an allocation of £150,000 for the preparatory works for the Fintra Bridge and for the consultancy fees and the alignment on the roads. So that'll take a bit of work initially, but it's great news. It's a good start. It's on the agenda. It has been always on my agenda, but it's and others. But now this is finally, we're seeing something starting to happen. So it's the start of a long road, pardon the pun, but it's there. It will help us to get the established of the route the road, the bends, how we're going to manage it, and all of the environmental studies, etc., that has to be done as well.
There was concern that should a small incident occur on the bridge that it would be closed, and it is such a vital gateway to that part of the county.
It absolutely is. I mean, it's like there was a tree there had fallen there just before Christmas time, and it was only down for about a half an hour. The road was blocked and it was absolute mayhem. There's no other way around unless you go down to Ardra. So it's a huge, huge inconvenience for anybody. And part of the parish is in across the bridge, the football pitch, the school, the Ventry School is there, and then people are travelling over and back all the time. I mean, I do it myself on a regular basis, probably at least three times a day.
And that was Councillor Niamh Kennedy speaking to Catherine Gaffney at County House in Lifford this afternoon. Other news, and a man has been found guilty of murdering the Strabane-born manager of a pub in Dublin's north inner city. 35-year-old Michael Barr was shot dead at the Sunset House pub in 2016. His murder has been linked to the ongoing gangland feud in the capital. From the Special Criminal Court, Stephanie Grogan reports.
On the evening of April the 25th, 2016, Michael Barr was working at what was then called the Sunset House pub. Two men wearing masks and boiler suits burst into the pub and he was shot seven times in the head and neck. 30-year-old Eamon Cumberton of Mountjoy Street in Dublin 7 went on trial for Michael Barr's murder at the Nonjoy Special Criminal Court late last year and pleaded not guilty. The court heard the accused's DNA was found on a baseball cap and a rubber mask, which were found in a partially burnt out car. This afternoon, the three judges at the Special Criminal Court convicted Eamon Cumberton of murder, with Judge Tony Hunt describing it as a deliberate killing which involved a number of people. Eamon Cumberton has now become the first person to be convicted for a murder which has been linked to the ongoing gangland feud in Dublin. Stephanie Grogan at the Special Criminal Court.
Gardaí are appealing for witnesses to last Friday's fatal collision at Ardsbeg in Gortha Hork. 43-year-old Noel McDermott lost his life while out training at approximately 4 o'clock. His bicycle was in collision with a car. The driver of the car was uninjured. Anyone with information is being asked to contact Milford Gardaí Station on 074 91 53060. Well, Superintendent David Kelly made this appeal on the 9 till noon show earlier today.
This tragedy happened on the R257, which is the local road that goes through Ardsbeg and Gortha Hork, down in the Guidore area. Tragedy is the best way to describe it. A gentleman was out cycling on his bicycle when he was involved in a fatal collision, and sadly, it resulted in his death. On behalf of the guards, for anybody with any information that was in the area of that location between 10 to 4 and 4, and 4:10, I suppose, in the early evening of last Friday night, if they would contact the guards at Milford, please.
And that was Superintendent David Kelly. A total of 243 jobs were created in the Donegal Gaeltacht last year. According to the 2017 of the Rus na Gaeltachta annual report, more projects are also planned for the coming year with the hope of further employment. The publication comes just weeks after the shock closure of SLM on the Gador Business Park. It resulted in the loss of almost 30 jobs. Well, Micheál O'Haney is the chief executive of Uthrus. He says efforts are being made to provide jobs for those people as well as others in the area.
In terms of moving things forward, we are going to continue to consolidate and to seek to add new employment to companies, existing and new companies which are coming in, because as well as the 243 new jobs created, giving us a net increase of 103 extra jobs by the end of the year, new projects were also approved by Uthrus during the year, which when they come to fruition will provide some 239 new jobs, and these jobs are attached to an overall investment mainly by the companies themselves of 14.3 million euro. We intend to continue with that work and also to place a special emphasis in our new strategy on the development of natural resources, areas such as tourism and marine resources being central to that.
One of the setbacks that was quite major towards the end of the year was the closure of SLM Cangal Errachaw there at the business park. Have there been measures taken to give those people who lost their jobs new employment?
The workers that were in SLM are a priority for us. We are working with existing and with new companies to provide jobs on the Park Knowe and in other places. And it's going to be a priority of ours to seek to place the people that lost their jobs in suitable new positions. I'm quite confident that over the coming months and over the next year or so that we should be able to do that. And as I said, that is going to be a priority of ours.
And that was the Chief Executive of Uthras na Gcadhadh, Micheál O'Haney. Donegal County Council is being asked to work with Tidy Towns committees, property owners and other groups to address derelict site issues in Donegal. A number of such sites have been identified across the county with concern over their general appearance ahead of the 2018 tourism season. Councillor Albert Doherty says despite the good work being done by the council and by local Tidy Towns committees, their hands are tied when it comes to these derelict sites.
Well, I've been contacted by many hard-working Tidy Town and voluntary groups who have examined their responses and their adjudication reports over the last short period and have highlighted the need for the council to go the extra mile to help them where they've identified derelict buildings or sites. And I presented that issue today. I welcome the reply received both from Liam Ward and Michael McGarvey. And I will be liaising with these people and highlighting where some of the issues are, but the council themselves have highlighted that they have brought in many, many issues and many, many supports for Tidy Towns, but this is a particular issue that needs a little bit of going the extra mile.
And while the Tidy Towns do such excellent work, it is an issue that these derelict sites, who owns them and so on, and whose responsibility it effectively is to have it looking well.
Very much so. I would say with the boom, not alone, there were some properties accessed, purchased, and with the bust, they were unable to deliver their plans. But a number of sites have been identified by these groups. They are seeing them as long-term issues and they want action from the council now, and that's what I was highlighting today.
And that was Councillor Albert Doherty speaking at today's meeting of Donegal County Council.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, supporting this year's Operation Transformation. Gear up for life at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's approaching 14 minutes past 5 o'clock. We say good evening to PJ Lynch.
Good evening, Donal. Start with soccer, and Manchester City are close to making their first signing of the January window. Athletic Bilbao have confirmed that the €65 million release clause for their France under-21 defender Emeric Laporte has been met. Laporte has also posted a farewell message to the Athletic support online. He's been a target of City's for many weeks. Seamus Coleman could make his Premier League return on Wednesday. The Republic of Ireland captain has been included in the Everton squad for the visit of Leicester to Goodison Park. Coleman came through almost an hour of Everton under-23's outing against Portsmouth last week after 10 months out with a double leg break. After being linked with the likes of Inter and Sevilla, it looks like Daniel Sturridge is instead heading to West Brom. The out-of-favour Liverpool striker is expected to join the Premier League strugglers on loan. Newcastle are also said to be interested in Sturridge's signature. One loan signing West Brom have made is that of Egypt defender Ali Gabber. He joins from Zamalek and will likely partner his international teammate Ahmed Hegazi. The likes of Coventry, Wigan and, after their draw with Tottenham, Newport are in the hat for this evening's FA Cup fifth round draw. Manchester United, Chelsea and Manchester City are among the big guns remaining in the competition. The draw is due to be made around 7:20. Scoilwood at Bruncranna are the Ulster School's Minor A Girls Champions following the final earlier today, which was played at Rosheeny FC in Clonmany. The Bruncranna girls had a 4-1 win over Cairn Dunnes Community School in that final. In GAA, yesterday's National Football League games, Division 1 saw Donegal lose to Kerry by a single point, Dahi Casey scoring that late into injury time. Next up for Donegal is Galway this coming Sunday. Tyrone lost to Galway yesterday by 4 points. 19-8 was the final score in that one. Derry had a 3-point loss to Westmeath in Division 3, 217-214. In the Hurling National League, Donegal lost to Mayo, Derry lost to Down, and Tyrone lost to Warwickshire. The Ladies Football League saw All-Ireland champions Dublin beat Donegal, Wicklow defeat Derry, and Tyrone had a 2-goal win over Waterford. In rugby, the Ireland squad for the opening round of the Six Nations has shown a clean bill of health. Doubts over Jacob Stockdale's fitness have been eased after he showed no ill effects from a dead leg suffered in Ulster's loss to Wasps last week. Prop Dave Kilcoyne is to remain with Munster as he continues his rehab from a knee injury. Schmidt has competition for every place in his starting 15 for the trip to France, not least at fullback after Jordan Amrou's emergence this season. The French squad are struggling with an outbreak of gastroenteritis. Captain Guillaume Guillardot is the latest to be struck down and did not train today. Bordeaux prop Jefferson Poirot was also sidelined today after Baptiste Serin suffered the same fate at the weekend. All three are likely to train later in the week. Duncan Casey has signed for French club Grenoble. The hooker left Munster last week after 5 years with the province. Grenoble currently ply their trade in the French second tier. In golf, Jason Day has won the Farmers Insurance Open. He birdied the sixth playoff hole, where Alex Noren could only manage a bogey. The finale had been held over from last night due to fading light at Torrey Pines. In athletics, Germany has described the decision to allow Russian athletes compete as neutrals at the Winter Paralympics as incomprehensible. The International Paralympic Committee's extended the sanction it gave Russia before the 2016 Summer Games. The country was suspended after a report found evidence of a state-sponsored doping program in the country, but athletes who can prove they're clean will be allowed to compete under a neutral flag. Despite being banned from next month's Winter Olympics, Russia is sending 169 athletes to South Korea who will also compete as neutrals. And finally in sport this evening, CYMS Snooker Club won the All-Ireland Snooker Club B Section Championships in the Gleneagle Hotel in Killarney last night. They beat New Institute of Tipperary 3-0 in the final. Phelan McLafferty, Gareth Kerwin, Chris Gibbons, Chris Dolan and Adrian McFadden were the players on the victorious team. That's all for your sports news this evening. Your next sports update here on Highland Radio is tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. But for now, it's back to Donal.
Thanks, PJ. There were 25 people awaiting admission at Letterkenny University Hospital this morning, according to the INMO's latest Trolley Watch report. 12 on trolleys in the emergency department. Nationally, the INMO say there were 543 people awaiting inpatient beds at hospitals across the country. The largest number, 54, at University Hospital Limerick. Former Loyalist Paramilitary Chief Gary Haggerty, who became a so-called supergrass for police in the North, has been jailed for 6.5 years. His 35-year life tariff was reduced as part of a controversial deal. From Belfast Crown Court, David Hunter has more.
The 45-year-old pleaded guilty to more than 200 serious offences, including 5 murders and 5 attempted murders. He also pleaded guilty to 300 lesser offences. As part of a contentious deal with the state, Haggerty offered evidence against fellow former paramilitaries in exchange for a massively reduced sentence. It appears that just one of the leads he provided could lead to a prosecution. Parole commissioners will now consider whether to release him early as part of a peace process deal.
Well, Kieran Fox's father, Eamon, was one of the 5 people that Haggerty admitted murdering.
All the families here today didn't ask to be here. We were dragged into this through no fault of our own. The police could have prevented us being here today and didn't. They preferred to look after a criminal, a terrorist. Back him. It just seems life in this jurisdiction here is, you're despicable.
The provision of a digital innovation hub in Buncrana has moved a step closer, with confirmation that Enterprise Ireland funding of €1.3 million is being provided for the project. Donegal County Council will provide a further €300,000. The new facility at the old town council offices is being prepared compared to the collab centre at Letterkenny IT. Local councillor Rena Donaghy says today's confirmation is positive news.
Donegal County Council has been successful in a funding application under the Enterprise Ireland Regional Development Enterprise Programme for the establishment of a digital innovation hub for any zone. So this new digital innovation hub, it'll be created on the site of the former Buncrana Town Council offices, and it'll provide a range of innovation technology transfer and digital enterprise support services to potential start-up businesses and to existing small businesses in the Inishowen area.
Because that can be a stumbling block for a lot of great ideas, you know, and we've seen some success with similar initiatives in the likes of the CoLab in Letterkenny, so it's proven that it can work.
It's proven that it can work, and it would be very similar, really, to what we have, only on a much smaller scale than what CoLab has, but the same idea, and it'll help with the creation of additional startups in the technology sector. Also to encourage existing businesses to use digital process and improvement in the county's innovation potential by launching research initiatives similar to that of the CoLab. These would be initiatives for third-level sector.
And there's a warning that some roads in Stranora will deteriorate even further unless there's a change in how funding is distributed. Currently, money is allocated to each municipal district based on the length of the road network there, rather than the condition of the roads themselves. This is leading to concern that roads in the Stranora area are losing out, despite some of them deemed much worse than others in the county. In order for the issue to be resolved, a decision would have to be taken by all councillors, which could lead to other municipal districts getting less money. This was the topic of recent conversation at the Stranora Municipal District. Local councillor Gary Doherty says the change needs to happen.
When funding is being handed out, rather than, well, look, this area has 260 kilometres of road, so you'll get more than this area, which only has 180 kilometres of road, even though the 180 kilometres of road may be in a far worse state than the area which is 260 kilometres. I don't think that's right. I think we need to change how we do things. We need to change how we allocate the money. And it's only then that we will see the roads in the Stranorna Municipal District start to improve and to make them at least drivable for the people that are living on them and driving on them every day.
The point's been made, though, that in order for that to happen, it means asking other electoral areas and their representatives to accept less. And that's like asking turkeys to vote for Christmas.
That's exactly the problem. If it's a political decision, then naturally, the individual politicians, councillors, TDs, whoever it is, will look after their own area. And you know, we can't blame anybody for doing that. You're elected to represent an area, so that's what you have to do. So we need to change this from the top down and say, well, look, instead of leaving it to say, well, look, here's your roads funding based on the amount of road mileage that you have. No, we're going to change it. We are going to change it so that you get your roads funding allocated based on the conditioning of the road, not on anything else, so that the people who need the funding most will be in receipt of the funding.
And that was Councillor Gary Doherty there. Weather forecast, mainly dry with just a few isolated light showers this evening, staying dry in most areas tonight. A few isolated light showers in the northwest, but cold with lowest temperatures overnight of 1 to 4 degrees Celsius. Frost will form in places. There's a risk of icy patches on untreated surfaces. Tomorrow will begin dry and bright, but southwesterly winds will increase tomorrow afternoon. Cloud thickening, bringing rain to western parts late tomorrow and into this tomorrow evening. Highs tomorrow 7 to 9 degrees Celsius. And that's Highland Radio News for this Monday evening. Taking a closing look at the headlines. A total investment programme of €33 million has been confirmed for regional and local roads in Donegal. Transport Minister Shane Ross made the announcement. The Donegal allocation is up just over £21 million last year, but £10 million has been set aside for repairs to roads damaged by floods and severe weather. A complete breakdown of the allocation available on our website, highlandradio.com. Meanwhile, confirmation that money is included to begin work on Fintra Bridge has been welcomed by local councillor Niamh Kennedy. She says it's something that's been needed for a long time. A man's been found guilty of murdering the Strabane-born manager of a pub in Dublin's north inner city. 35-year-old Michael Barr was shot dead in 2016, and Gardaí have repeated an appeal for information about last Friday's fatal collision at Ardsbeg in Gortha-Hork. Back again with headlines at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday, the 29th of January. The death has taken place of Larry Nash, Liz Carandana. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:30, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carandana, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has taken place of Philomena Donaghy, 38 Brocker Road, Eglinton. Funeral from her home on Wednesday morning at 10:25 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Tamnahirin. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place at Letterkenny University Hospital of John McCarran, Mean Bannard and Edinburgh. His remains will repose at Midlin's funeral home from 6 to 9 o'clock this evening, and again tomorrow from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Rosary both nights at 9 p.m. Funeral Mass on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Kincashla, with interment afterwards in Belcrich Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Coronary Care Unit at Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member, or Sean Midlin, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Neil McLaughlin, Neely Dick, Clincha, Clonmany. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Letterkenny University Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Comiskey Funeral Directors. House private, please, from 11 p.m. tomorrow. The death has occurred of Willie O'Gone, 57 Drumlegger Road, Newton Stewart. Willie's remains are reposing at his late home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Dreggish. Interment afterwards in the new cemetery. The tragic death has occurred due to a road traffic collision of Noel McDermott, Chapel Road, Brinlack, and formerly of Hawthorne Heights and Upper Ballymacool, Letterkenny. His remains are reposing at his late residence in Brinlack. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. House private, please, after the rosary and before the funeral tomorrow. Funeral tomorrow morning going to Knockfallet Chapel for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Spina Bifida and Hydrocephalus Ireland and the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Kieran Rorty, Funeral Director.